Few UK legal cases in recent years have proven as controversial or emotionally charged as that over the fate of Charlie Gard, the 11-month-old baby who died last Friday after a lengthy battle over his medical treatment. Now, a local anti-abortion campaigner has compared the case to a Nazi plan to kill disabled people by lethal injection or poison gas. Bernie Smith made the comment on social media, saying the following: "May the death of baby Charlie Gard be a warning to all people in the UK that the Nazi programme Action T4 is alive and well." Bernie Smith had agreed to come on to the programme this morning. When she found out we were talking about this, she pulled out. Don McAvoy is from the Evangelical Alliance. Well, Don, Bernie Smith is a prominent campaigner. What's your reaction to her likening this case to a Nazi programme?
Good morning, Stephen. I just think in the light of the very complex case that has struck and touched everybody's hearts worldwide, actually, recently, it's not a helpful, it's certainly not something that we or I would say. I wouldn't use that comparison with what has happened, and it doesn't help as we discuss going forward the trust issues that broke down, the need for parents to have a say, medical professionals to communicate, everything that was involved with that case that needs to be considered now for people going forward. You know, people who are living with a disability, that's what the Nazis purposely tried to eradicate. And it was an intentional programme to end people's lives who weren't dying. So it's a very different case.
What do comments like this do? Are you on a speakerphone, Dawn?
No, I'm not.
It's very difficult to hear you this morning. What do comments like this do for pro-life campaigns?
I just think it's important to have balance and not to swing to extremes. There's a desire to mediate and to find common ground with people who think very differently about life and death issues. The people at the core of this are those whose lives are ending or that are under threat. And that's who we need to be thinking about. And I understand that people, out of compassion, can make statements that potentially then aren't helpful. But going forward, I think everybody who's interested and has concern for the value of life in society, whether there's disability or ill health, then we need to be very careful with our language and our words and not necessarily jump to an extreme whenever, you know, all of the details of the case aren't in the public domain.
Don McAvoy, thank you very much indeed. Good morning to you. 030 30 80 55 55. The T4 programme that Bernie Smith refers to was a secret plan in which disabled people in Germany were killed by lethal injection or by gassing them, poisoned gas. And that's what Bernie Smith is comparing this to. Ratified by a court, comparing it to a Nazi campaign. Fionnuala Meredith, your reaction to this?
Well, I'm just flabbergasted. I think it's profoundly offensive. I think we should remember here, a child has died, and this does not come from a place of compassion, these kinds of melodramatic Nazi analogies. I think it's really cruel to make statements like that. So, you know, out of respect for Charlie's memory and his parents and the doctors who treated him, I think we have to speak about facts and evidence insofar as we know them, because this is a really complicated, medically complicated and morally complicated case. So I think everybody needs to take a deep breath, but invoking the Nazis and their vile programs just helps nobody.
The comment remains up. It's not deleted. For those people who support Bernie Smith, what do you say to them?
I say they're ill-judged. They're wrong. This whole thing was about what is the best interest of the child. Now, I will not say a word against the parents of that child. I can't imagine what it is like to be in that dreadful position. And of course, you know, all your instincts would be to say, keep the child alive as long as possible. You'd be trying to do your very best. So I'm not going to say a word against them. But what the courts were trying to do, what the doctors were trying to do, was act in the best interest of that child. And if you actually look at what was in the report from the hospital, there was no credible evidence shown that Charlie's brain damage was not irreversible, and the hospital told the parents that. And so any further treatment would be futile. And I'm sure that was impossibly hard to hear for the parents. And you would grasp at any straw, of course you would. But, you know, to start going down the road then, as Bernice Smith and her followers seem to be doing, and I've seen this kind of comment elsewhere online about the Charlie Gard case, is just highly irresponsible and, yes, cruel. It does not come from a place of compassion, because that kind of mentality, I think, fueled the parents' desperation. They kept thinking, this is an evil thing, this is a terrible thing, we must save our child. And I understand that, but you've got to go with what's best for that child in the end. And that's the right thing.
The word Nazi used in this.
I mean, that's just highly irresponsible. We often have Nazism, fascism, references to Hitler thrown around. That happens far too often. And if it's about other subjects, you know, I can take that. I think, you know, we can live with that. But to apply it to this highly distressing, highly emotive, and also highly complex situation, it's just beyond belief to me. Also, the question I would ask, you know, does none of us here are medical experts, right? So do people like Bernie Smith, do they really believe that they know better than, you know, neurologists about brain damage? You know, I wouldn't presume to make a statement about that. I would take that medical expert opinion. So there's a terrible arrogance as well.
Jim Wilson has called about this. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Well, Stephen, I think that Bernie Smith should apologise right away. I remember the last time it was used in Northern Ireland, which was when Mary McAleese described what happened to the Catholic people during the Troubles as Nazi-like, and Mary McAleese had the common sense to apologise for what she said. I don't understand where Bernie Smith's coming from.
The context of the Mary McAleese case was that she publicly apologised after she had offended Protestants after she compared the Nazis' hatred of Jews to prejudice against Catholics in Northern Ireland.
Well likewise...
She said she was deeply sorry for the remarks. They were clumsy, she said.
Yeah, but I think that the judges who I believe made mistakes in what they were judging about that child should have been given every single chance on this earth for life, and I agreed with its parents that the parents were the ones that should have decided.
But at what level
they needed to do. So if she's referring to judges and people who made judgments, I'm sure that she needs to reflect on what she said, because, you know, those judges, I'm sure, would have wanted that child to have as much chance of life as any of the rest of us.
Well, the child's welfare would have been the court and indeed the judges' paramount consideration.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why it's so important. No, but that's the thing, Jim, and I understand, you know, that I think we're speaking in careful terms here, which is right, but I don't think it can be up to the parents in the last analysis, because they don't have that expert medical knowledge, and the doctors do, and that child was clearly suffering. That was demonstrated in much of the evidence.
The parents give life to that child. The parents give life to that child. Those are the ones who, I agree with you 100%, but even as what they said, if they were given the chance in the early days to go for the experimentation stuff in America, in the early days of that, there maybe that child might have had a chance.
That's not correct, because again, if you look at the evidence from Great Ormond Street, there was never any evidence that the brain damage was not irreversible. So you've got to, this is what I keep saying.
The American people who said that they said
they were wrong.
They had got the child a lot earlier, they might have been able to. But this isn't the argument.
It's not today's discussion, is it? Today's discussion is about a prominent pro-life campaigner who is ducking the show today. By the way,
well, that's the point too.
A prominent pro-life campaigner deciding that it is right to draw a parallel between this case and a Nazi campaign which used poison gas to kill disabled people.
I'd experimented on children as well, Stephen, in their sad, malastic days. And realistically, what Bernie Smith has said, she should be able to come on and stand by it, or else simply come on and apologise for what you said and simply say that she's wrong, because we all make mistakes in life. We all say things, and the heat of the moment, we all do things that are wrong, and she should be given a chance to do that. And I think you've maybe given her a chance to come on this morning, not to defend it, but turn around and say, look, I'm wrong. I made a wrong comparison. I did it in a wrong way, and I believe I made the mistake. So I think she's an entitlement to do that, and give her a chance to do that before she gets hammered into the ground. But, you know, when you make statements like that in life, you either do one or two things. You either stand by them and stand your ground, or you make an apology and say, I was wrong.
Okay. Jim, thank you very much. Yeah. Fionnuala, thank you. 030 30 80 55 55 is the number to call this morning. Obviously, an open invitation to Bernie Smith if she wants to come on the programme today.